It's Nick Mesny with Andy Morrison here after the Nomads 3-2 defeat away at Carmarthen. Andy, in the dressing room there after the game, you just said their desire was greater than ours. Is that the case of the fact tonight?
Yep. You know, disappointing thing is they've had three shots on goal and it's three and they've scored three goals. I find that really disappointing. It's going to catch up with you when you're playing right backs at left back and you're playing midfielders at centre half. You know, you're going to get found out eventually, and I thought tonight was probably one too far for us. You know, I thought we just looked vulnerable, not with the right people in the right areas. I thought we could have exploited so many things of them if we had the right balance in the players with left footers in the right positions, and I just thought there was no fluidity about our play. And I give Carmarthen credit. I thought their desire was greater than ours tonight to get the result. You know, yeah, they're sailing close to the line all the time with some of their challenges and that, you know, and I'm sure, you know, the bookings and the sending off. But, you know, there's a thin line between, you know, being reckless and being aggressive. And I thought they were very aggressive. I thought they were good. I thought their desire was huge to win the game. You know, when you go back to down to 10 men, you don't expect to lose the... you don't expect to lose the game. You're going to go and try and win it. And we got people in the right positions, but the players that we put into them positions, we created the opportunities and got the ball to them, and they weren't good enough. They come up short. And then we got countered, you know. And if there's two or three perfect decisions that they could make to get into the area, you know, they did. And you know, it's the only disappointment I have, Nick, is the second goal. It's never a free kick in a million years. You know, there's not one person. There's, I don't know how many's here today, 300 people. There's only one man on the pitch in the whole area of the stadium who thinks it's a foul. He's give a foul, and we've been really, really harshly punished for it because it's not a foul in any part of the pitch, especially on the edge of your box. You know, Mike's just got underneath the ball. The centre half's got underneath the ball. The two of them have missed it, and we get a free kick given against them. I'm not going to use that as an excuse, although it was a really poor decision for the loss of the game. You know, it's not good enough. You know, we can't come down here and score two goals and end up losing the game. You know, we've based our principles a lot on keeping clean sheets and being hard to beat. And at the moment, we're not hard to beat. You know, we're not hard to score against, and we've got to get back to basics because. The better team on the night, actually in possession of the ball and chances created, were Connor's key. But the result shows 3-2. So, you know, I've got to go away and have a look at that because I'm not interested in dominating possession. I'm not interested in creating overloads and getting loads of chances. I'm interested in winning games of football, and you have to find a way to do that, no matter what the stats say. And the stats will say that we were far superior tonight. But the fact is we've lost the game, and that's not good enough. So we'll go away, we'll look at it, I'll look at the video over the weekend, and we'll be back in, and we'll do some real in-depth analysis of why we lost this game tonight. And leading up to the game, you know, we've lost Loz, we've lost Wiggy this week, we've lost Declan Poole, you know, who would have all probably played a part of play tonight, you know, and it catches up with you eventually, you know. So, yeah, tough one to take. Don't like losing any games, but credit to Carmarthen because, like I say, it's disappointing to say it, but I thought their desire was greater than ours.
To put a slight positive on the end of it, though, tonight, it's the first time I've interviewed you at the end of a game this season, and we've not been in the top two. Does that show just how far we've come this season as well, though?
I'm not interested in the league, Nick, to be honest. It makes no odds whether we were sat on top tonight or whether we were second or third. It makes no odds. You know, we're getting into the business end now of the season, you know, and we've got to go away and we've got to really get back to basics and we've got to get players back into the right positions, you know. There's no fluidity when you've got a right footer at left back, you know, and you can't play, you can't get out. If you were the more dominant team, you can't get any sort of structure to your play, and, you know, and we keep having to come back inside and then play the wrong passes, and you know, when we just come up short today, and you know, Ryan Wignall and Lawrence and Declan are big losses for us, you know, and any team will tell you that, you know, if you lose your best players, you know, or your informed players, it's going to be hard. And again, we've come up short tonight, but, you know, we'll dust ourselves down. That's you know, that tonight is not a reflection on how good we've been this season, but there's many things to go away and look at, and there's many things to improve on.